www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing, we capitalize the roofing industry.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. The outer bands of Hurricane Dorian are hitting the northeast coast of Florida with wind and rain. The storm is about 80 miles offshore now, still a Category 2, knocking out power to about 7,000 homes and businesses overnight. Storm surge is the concern later this morning there, and then
by the time you get up to South Carolina, it's a much closer pass. And actually, several of these models have us running on shore when you get up to North Carolina. The worst of this could still be yet to come, at least here for the United States.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he's willing to bring up more gun control.
But he tells radio host Hugh Hewitt only if President Trump backs it.
So that we knew we would actually be making a law.
The House has already passed a bill to beef up background checks, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's time to lead on the issue and put the House-passed background checks bill on the Senate floor for debate and a vote.
Fox's Sean Langell. America is listening to Fox News.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Just before we talk about our weather, Dorian this morning is still a hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, now located about 90 miles east of Daytona Beach, moving north-northwest at 8 miles per hour. I see the winds are gusting to 70 right now at Daytona Beach. The winds in the storm are 105. I see St. Augustine is gusting to 52. There are hurricane warnings along the east coast of Florida. Other hurricane warnings are located from about Savannah northward to South Carolina and into North Carolina. And the storm will be terrorizing the southeastern coast for the next few days. But at least it's moving now, north-northwest at 8 miles per hour. So that's the latest on Dorian. And then there are two other names out there, Ferdinand and Gabriel. And maybe before this day is over, Umberto.
Oh, wow.
I just hope Nicaragua is not affected. Sunny and hot today with a high of 97 to 99. Heat index 102 to 104. Clears tonight, low 75. Biscuits playing Southern League playoff tonight. I mean, they're playing the Southern League Generals tonight in the playoffs at 6:35. Tomorrow on Friday, very hot, still dry, 96 to 98. Weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, near 100 degrees, and that's not the heat index. Sunshine, rain chance about 10%. Right now this morning, calm winds, clear skies. Temperature 73, 609.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Well, after that rather report, I would like to be back in Seattle, please.
Welcome back, Jay.
Hey, good to have you.
Where it was nice and not anywhere near this hot.
I love, with Facebook, you can kind of go along with you. We went along to the Yankees game, or the Seattle Yankees game.
So you call it the Yankees game. I call it the Seattle game.
No. I just meant that we know you were in Seattle. So, duh. Yeah, Seattle was part of one of the teams.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's pretty cool to see the Yankees, I think. And we saw all your meals.
Seems like you had a really good time.
We saw your foo-foo drinks, that sidecar
thing. Yeah.
Yeah, the sidecar was nice. I did, you know.
There was one picture that you sent.
There's something to be said for moderation.
Yeah. There was one picture that he sent that was out of focus and a little tilted. And I was just like, oh, that must be Jay's vision right now.
Yeah, well, right. I don't think you get drunk on sidecars because, first of all, it probably cost a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's open bar.
Oh, it was open bar. Well, there you go. That shot me down.
This is what, yeah.
So maybe you did get drunk on sidecars.
Yeah, no, it was all
drinks were all free. There's not enough liquor in a sidecar. I looked at the recipe.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say, on behalf of everyone at Blue Water Broadcasting,
yes.
I'm so glad you're back.
Yes, we are happy. I know you're happy.
Oh, yeah.
Emily becomes Emily / Jay.
I do the best I can.
Even Bailey was tracking some
people
shows.
People asked me how to fix Fox Business, and I was like, we text Tom. Because Jay's not here.
We would do the same thing if I were for Fox Business.
Really?
Yeah. We would do the same thing.
Bailey was tracking the vault for a few days.
I mean,
she wish she could have done it this morning. Would have been nice to have that all taken care of this morning. Yeah, no. So I went to my first Major League Baseball game.
That's your first game?
That's my first game.
Oh,
I mean, I've been to baseball games, but as far as Major League.
Gosh.
That was the jam for you.
That was my first.
That is so.
Congratulations.
Awesome. On an 83-degree Seattle day.
Which doesn't feel like 83 degrees.
Right.
To let you know what you might think that feels like.
What does it feel like, Jay?
A spring day.
Yeah. What is that?
right? So there was a good breeze. There was no humidity.
Tell people about the stadium. It does have, they can close the roof, right?
Yeah, it was open, but they can close it if they need to.
Well, on a spring day, why would you close the
roof? It's on railroad cars. I watched them build it.
Really?
I mean, I was in town while they were building it, and there's railroad tracks for the roof.
That's cool.
So that it can slide across.
Yep.
And cover the field. The odd thing is, man, it's weird because I've been watching baseball on TV forever. How long? You know, I go to a Biscuits game and that sort of thing. But here I am walking into my first major league park.
I can't believe it.
And it's a lot smaller than what I thought it was.
Is that right?
Oh,
really?
It feels smaller than my perception of it was.
But when you see
like
that green grass, is that cool?
That was fantastic. It was wonderful.
The skyline there.
I had great seats right behind the dugout.
I mean, it's a rhetorical question, but sure, you went to Pike Street Market.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Of course,
yeah,
that's a given.
Yeah. Always go there because there's a place called Beecher's, is what it's called, Beecher's, and it's they make cheese all day long. Just nothing but cheese. So I go down there and I buy cheese curds.
Did you watch
the
guys throw the fish? Did you see that?
Seen it before. Yeah. I did not see it on this trip. But you know, you've seen a guy throw a fish.
Well, I was going to say you've been there a handful of times. So any kind of
trip number 12.
Yeah, but any kind of touristy stuff you've already done.
I've already hit the touristy things. I'll hit the newer stuff. Or, you know, if I'm with a group that hasn't been, you know, sure, I'll hang around and go with you.
Usually around Labor Day, they have bumper shoot. It's a concert.
Bumper shoot was going on towards Labor Day weekend. Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. It was. I checked the lineup and...
Didn't blow you away?
Yeah, they've had a better lineup in years past. So, yeah, it didn't really...
Did you get an ESPN notice?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was me.
That was you. Probably another meme about the... Alabama kicker.
Oh, that was funny.
That was funny.
I didn't watch a lick of football all weekend.
Who are you even?
Somebody sent me a picture of, I'm just telling you, you guys have seen it, but of a car that has, you know, gone into a house, and the caption says, Alabama kicker pulls into the garage.
I told Rich it was too soon. It's real,
no,
though.
No, even Alabama fans
laugh
at that.
I had to write two spots for a client, and I made them about Alabama and Auburn without saying outright that they were about Alabama and Auburn, and the Alabama one is...
About a kicker. Yeah.
So, we're acutely aware.
He missed two over the weekend.
Yeah, again,
Jay's results. Not surprised.
I didn't see results. I didn't see anything. There was nothing on TV.
How could you stay away from it?
That seafood restaurant... interests me. What was the name of that one again?
Blue Acre Seafood, yeah.
Yeah, because you had the oysters.
Oh, let me tell you what it did.
Chowder.
Let me tell you
is
this.
Is that chowder there?
That was chowder. They had some clam chowder there, which is not...
Yeah, it's some chowder.
There's a better place down the way. It's only open for lunch called Pike Place Chowder.
Oh.
And that's all they do is serve chowder. And it's delicious.
Oh.
So there's a better place for chowder, however, the oysters. So I went back to that restaurant Monday at about 5:15 or so in the afternoon. It was happy hour.
Oh.
So the oysters were half price.
Oh.
I sat down and I ate 36
You're
oysters.
Kidding. The most I could do is about a dozen, but wow, that's amazing.
I did 3 dozen oysters.
Wow.
They gave me one. I ate a plate of those and I was like, I could do another round of those. That's fine. Give me another.
Man.
And so then he came by and he's like, hey, it's last call for happy hour. I was like, can I still get these on the half price? It's like, sure can. All right, give me one more round.
Oh my gosh, 36.
36 oysters.
I think I've maybe had 6 in my life.
Which, by the way, I don't know if you're familiar, but they don't give you crackers with your oysters. They don't give you saltines.
They don't do that?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
So did you request them?
Is that like training wheels?
No, that was when I was there. I don't know. The first time I went there for oysters, I asked for those. And it's kind of like asking for sweet tea in the North. They kind of give you a weird look of like, what do you mean?
Okay. Tradition.
Why do you want crackers on your oysters? We have oyster crackers.
Now, do they do
round ones?
The little round ones.
Do they do the grilled oysters too?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But anytime I go there, I'm like, give me.
I got you.
Give me half shell, you know? Give me the.
Because when I go to I go to Acme, either in New Orleans or down on the coast here, it's got to be the char-grilled. Okay, maybe we should.
Had to have the The raw oysters are so
good. Maybe we should do our first break.
We should. We have traffic and news all coming up here, and we'll have, I don't know, what, electrifying story? What does he do after that?
I would, there's I'll tell you, what? Let's talk about it in the break.
We should. We'll be back.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your morning traffic, and it looks like a good time to be traveling because we don't have any hangups for you. The boulevard is moving along smoothly. We don't have any backups on the interstates, and the 31s are moving along just fine as you head into town this morning. Look out for school buses. They're out picking up kids. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. American Red Cross emergency response vehicles are staging in Montgomery ahead of the response to Hurricane Dorian. Around 80 vehicles are staged at Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery. Crews from across the country made their way to the capital city yesterday. The system that holds Selma's electronic and financial records was hacked last weekend. That is according to Selma Mayor Dario Melton. He believes the hack is related to recent investigations into the city's finances. He says he is bringing the matter to state and federal authorities. And it has been 6 months since a deadly tornado hit the Beauregard community in Lee County. 23 people died in the storm. Right now, rebuilding efforts are still underway in many parts of the community. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You're just in time for the Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings kickoff sales event. So what are you watching the game in? Are you looking for something a little more comfortable? Now is the time to shop at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. First of all, you save on sales tax. It's a point and a half lower there than it is in Montgomery. And prices are marked up to 50% off with an additional 10% off on red tag items. Are you kidding? And this is a place that has the biggest furniture selection you'll see anywhere in the River Region. It's a new season, so go get a new chair with that Club Level line by Bassett, now with another 5% savings on top of the discounted price. Kaiser also has a huge selection of media cabinets and recliners. Buy now through September 7th and get free delivery in the Tri-County area during the Kaiser kickoff sale. I've shopped there. The selection's amazing and the prices are fantastic and never better than they are right now during the Kaiser Home Furnishings kickoff sales event. You can also save on Bassett's Club Level line. Shop wiser. Buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway, just past CAFCO.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, a few, a few minutes here before we get into the timeline.
A few moments. Enough for us to tell you about the best and worst cities for driving. One of these really surprised me, and I feel like since it made one of the best cities to drive in, it must be awful, awful in the other places. But best cities to drive in, according to Wallet Hub, and they took into consideration car dealerships per capita, rate of car thefts, the strictness of DUI punishment.
Car dealerships affects how well a drive
goes? Best cities to drive in,
okay.
Annual hours spent in congestion per auto commuter, average gas price.
That sounds better.
So Raleigh, North Carolina is the number one city to drive in, followed by Orlando, Lincoln, Nebraska, Tampa, near the Bay Area. Then back to North Carolina for Winston-Salem, and here's the one that surprised me.
So they're all in the South.
Birmingham is on this list.
Mm-hmm. Followed by Corpus Christi, Boise, Charlotte, and Greensboro.
Yeah, lots of North Carolina.
Some of the worst are predictable. New York, Los Angeles, Newark, San Francisco, and Honolulu is on the worst.
Hmm. Yeah, Detroit.
Detroit and Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oof.
And Oakland.
Oof, oof, oof.
There you go. Your city report of driving this morning.
I mean, it's just rough driving in Birmingham.
No, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm going to be driving through there Friday.
Well, yeah, you know, was there...
With the construction, was
going to the airport and getting back from the airport, they had that construction going
on. Nightmare, because they're doing the bridges.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful. But even when you get off of... When you get off the interstate system and you're just driving locally, not the best streets, but obviously better than Detroit, Oakland, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Newark.
I'm going to try to skip the rush hour when I go through Birmingham this Friday.
That's my plan for tomorrow.
Yeah. All right.
Lots of traveling here on News Talk.
Well, speaking of traveling, we're going to check in on traffic again and then come back with the timeline coming up next.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your morning traffic, and it looks like a good time to be traveling because we don't have any hangups for you. The boulevard is moving along smoothly. We don't have any backups on the interstates, and the 31s are moving along just fine as you head into town this morning. Look out for school buses. They're out picking up kids. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
United for your comfort.
I'm here with
with Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort.
As the year flies by and the seasons get ready to change, we want to remind you United is here for all your service and maintenance needs.
If your system seems to run all the time, it may simply need a tune-up and cleaning from all the grass, dust, and pollen buildup from the year. And a tune-up may also save you from a major repair with a major cost, like a flooded ceiling from a stopped-up drain. Sign up for a yearly maintenance agreement for around $10 a month.
You will also receive 15% service discount for the year and preferred scheduling.
United can service, clean, or replace your system. With over 300 years combined experience, you can trust them to give you your best options and do it right. Call the number one AC and heating company in the River Region today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
I'd like to take a moment today to congratulate Infusion. Infusion has been an amazing story over the last 3 years, beginning with laser treatment for chronic pain and cryotherapy to get your body to perform at its peak, to heal quickly, to get your circulatory system engaged at a level that benefits you everywhere from head to toe, because your body depends on great circulation, and cryotherapy will provide that. They introduced IV vitamin therapy. That's an amazing way to help you lose weight, to boost your energy. If you've partied too much, they can fix you up in one session. Look into that. And now CryoSkin 2.0, a new technology that destroys the fat cells. There's no discomfort with this. And when you compare the price of CryoSkin 2.0 to cosmetic procedures, it's a fraction of what you'd pay for the same result. All of these services now under one roof, and in a new location on the east side of Taylor Road, right down Winton Blunt Boulevard. Just cross from the old location on the west side to the new one on the east, and you'll find them. Online this weekend, visit them at Infusion Cryo and Laser. But congratulations to Ryan Turner, Lori, and Dr. Darren Woodling on an amazing achievement in Montgomery in just 3 years. Infusion Cryo and Laser. .com to learn more online.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The outer bands of Hurricane Dorian are hitting the northeast coast of Florida with wind and rain. The storm's about 80 miles offshore now, still a Category 2, knocking out power to about 7,000 homes and businesses overnight. Storm surge is the concern later this morning there, and then...
By the time you get up to South Carolina, it's a much closer pass, and actually several of these models have us running on shore when you get up to North Carolina. The worst of this could still be yet to come, at least here for the United States.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he's willing to bring up more gun control.
But he tells radio host Hugh Hewitt only if President Trump backs it.
So that we knew we would actually be making a law.
The House has already passed a bill to beef up background checks, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it's time to lead on the issue and put the House-passed background checks bill on the Senate floor for debate and a vote.
Fox's Sean Langell. America is listening to Fox News.
And now for the timeline for Wednesday, the 4th of September.
September!
Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, announcers. 246 days into the year. 119 days remaining on National Wildlife Day. What do you do on National Wildlife
Day? Oh, man.
Take a bear to lunch?
Take a bear to lunch.
I don't know. It's
take him a picnic basket.
It's National Newspaper Carrier Day, and... myself and Gregory Benjamin were newspaper carriers. I was for the Cleveland Press. But on this date in 1833, a 10-year-old Barney Flaherty was hired as the first newspaper carrier by the New York Sun. Interesting.
Yes, child labor.
10 years old. Well, I was about 10, 12. 1781, Los Angeles was founded by the Spanish settlers who migrated north from Mexico. They reportedly stopped by the very first In-N-Out Burger that day. Following day was the first traffic jam in Los Angeles. 1882, on this date, the first large-scale test of the Thomas Edison light bulb In New York City, they was used to light Pearl Street Station. What a big deal that was.
Huge.
They used to have to light those,
oil lamps?
Yeah, every day. 1886, Apache Chief Geronimo surrenders to U.S. government troops after 30 years, signaling the end of the Indian Wars in the Southwest. Why did they pick his name to when you're jumping off a cliff or something, you say Geronimo? Why did they pick his name and not Sitting Bull? On this date, it's 1914. Babe Ruth hits his first home run.
Sitting Bull.
That's silly.
Pocahontas!
On this date in 1951, President Truman makes the first coast-to-coast television broadcast. 62 years ago in 57, Ford began selling the Edsel.
What a bummer.
Very successful.
Tonto!
They took it off the market 3 years later. I bet, though, if you have an Edsel in perfect condition, you'd probably...
get some money out of it?
Yeah. I'm sure. 62 years ago in 1957, Arkansas Governor Faubus, he violated the civil rights of the Little Rock Nine.
What was his name?
Faubus? Orville Faubus?
That's Faubus. A good one. We could use that one when we jump out of a plane.
Yeah. Weather. he defied a federal desegregation order and called, they had to call out the National Guard to keep 9 black students from attending Little Rock High School. His excuse was to preserve the peace. On this date in 64, Gilligan Island premieres on CBS. But it's also the day that the last show appeared in 67 on CBS. Now, our song of the day, Songs of the Summer series. All this summer, we've been looking back at that summer of 50 years ago in 1969. While with the moon landing and Chappaquiddick and Woodstock and Camille, what was the biggest selling song of the summer? Indeed, this song was also the biggest selling song of 1969, period. And it's from a mythical group based on a cartoon characters. I'm sure you figured out now the guy behind the song is actually Ron Dante. How about a little bubblegum? How about a little sugar, sugar?
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
There you go. It's your bubblegum this morning. It was on this date in 69, same day that was number one, film Easy Rider, starring Jack Nicholson and Peter Fonda, who we just lost, and Dennis Hopper, opened in theaters. 1971, Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey by Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney, picks at number one. 26 years ago in 93, a one-handed Yankees pitcher, Jim Abbott, pitched a no-hitter against the Cleveland Indians. He was born without a right hand. On this date in 1998, Google was incorporated by Larry Page and Sergey Brin. They were PhD students at Stanford University. They own about 14% of the shares and control 56% of the stockholders' voting power. Its original name, the original name of Google... Sitting Bull. No, it was a back rub. Then they came up with a better name, I guess. I get Google is a term for a number, right?
Googleplex.
Googleplex, right.
Which is like a million, trillion, million.
Exactly.
Million. There was a song about it once, I remember, because my kid sister had like, it was before Kids Bop and all that stuff came out, and there were actually little kid songs, and there was a song about the Googleplex.
2002, Kelly Clarkson wins the first American Idol. 13 years ago in 2006, crocodile hunter Steve Irwin died after his chest was pierced by a stingray barb. Ouch! 2014.
Of all the things.
I know.
Of all the things he's put himself into.
Right. It's a stingray.
Yeah.
2014, comic legend Joan Rivers dies at the age of 81 in New York City. in a hospital after she went into cardiac arrest while undergoing a medical procedure on her vocal cords. Birthdays. Beyonce is 38. What does Greg call Beyonce?
Beyonce. Is that right? Beyonce.
Yes.
It's Beyonce.
Mark Piazza is 51. Damon Wayans. Wayans? Wayans. 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 Mac Mahan is 59. Sitting Bull is 70. Tom Watson is 70. Paul Harvey would have had a birthday on this date and died in 2009. And Dick York would have had a birthday. It was the first Darren on Bewitched. We're 19 days till the start of fall, 22 days until birthday season begins, 60 days until the time change, and we are plunged into wretched darkness for 5 months.
Wretched darkness.
Thanksgiving is 86 days away, and the Iron Bowl is 2 days later, and that is your timeline.
All right.
You should have said with your host, Rich Thomas.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Oh, where have you been for the last 19 years?
Which your host, announcer's name?
We don't, we don't do it. It's different.
With your host, Sitting Bull.
Things are different. Things are different. They change. Right?
Right.
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 Do we have time for weather and traffic, or just weather, or just traffic?
We can do weather. Well, they're not into their 10-minute break yet, so we have...
Well then,
we could do your life story.
Throw us the weather there.
Sunny and hot today, with a high around 97 to 99, heat index 102 to 104. Clear skies tonight. Low temperature down to about 75. Biscuits and the Southern League Generals play in a playoff game at 6:35 tonight. Weather will not be an issue. It'll be a little warm tomorrow on Friday. Very hot, still dry. 96 to 98 both days, and over the weekend, near 100. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, sunshine. Rain chances averaging about 10%, not much, and a slight chance of showers on Tuesday. We'll have the latest from the National Hurricane Center on Dorian. 22 minutes away, there'll be an update on the, we'll get the wind speed and the position and all that stuff. Right now, clear skies, calm winds at 73 at 6:38.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we're going to get a look at the roads here, and then when we come back, we'll join our friends over at Alabama News Rising. Coming up next.
As we ease on into the 6 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch has a look around the river region, and we don't see any big problems for you on the roadways this time of the morning. Be careful if you're on the 31s. They're starting to build up a crowd. The boulevard is moving along just fine with only delays at the traffic lights, and we don't see any problems on the interstates. They're up at a speed limit ride. Let's just be careful as we get another workday started. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
All right, waiting on our friends over at Alabama News Rising. I think I heard a donut thief over there.
No. I think somebody brought in donuts.
Oh, nice. Well, they don't have a casserole over here.
They don't.
They don't have that really good casserole.
I went back for seconds, and I'm so full right now.
I've got to do that as well.
It was mighty tasty.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome.
And, fantastic.
We'll survive. We're not gonna starve while Greg's gone.
You'll be just fine.
We'll be all right.
What are we talking about today? We're talking about good news and bad news.
Yeah, would you rather have the good news first or the bad news first?
I got an opening, I think.
We'll let you lead then.
Okay, I'll just start just a little one-liner. It has nothing to do with Sitting Bull.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If someone says to you, I've got good news and I've got bad news, which do you want to hear first?
Well, according to a new survey, 57% of people want the bad news first. Only 29% want the good news first. This survey also found that women want to hear the bad news first more versus men.
Okay, well, a lot to talk about. Let's bring in 3 Minute Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. And the bad news is, we'll start off with Greg is not here. He won't be here until Monday. But the good news is Jay is back. And the also good news is donuts have arrived at Alabama News Network.
Well, I'll address the fact that Jay is back. Good to see you, but I know that the other one, that's bad news because there is no donut.
Oh!
I swear I heard Ryan holler about donuts.
I heard Ryan tell Risa.
I said that.
You did.
I lost one of the floor crew, and if you say something about food, they pop back up.
Oh, I see.
Because she won't wear this bell I've got for her.
Don't, like, okay. Please stop
don't
indulging
encourage
in this.
Him.
Yes.
Just move on with this topic.
The good news is that we can ignore him.
Oh, bless it.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the bad news is no Chicago or Miami stories this morning, although he may be listening to us right now, so we can't, you know, we can't kid him too
he's
much.
He's probably texting you a story right now.
This one time, I was hit by a bus.
Yes. Yes.
Three times.
Did you have a good time in Seattle?
I did. That's the good news. The bad news is I had to come back.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, it was fantastic. Weather was.
Thinking that was the good news that you were back.
Weather was great. I could tell the difference when I got off the plane in Birmingham. It was blasted in the face with 90-some-odd degree weather and humidity.
And you went to your first major league game, and the Seattle was playing who?
I don't know. Some team out of New York. I've never heard of them before.
The Yankees, perhaps?
The Yankers? Yeah. The Yankees. Yeah, that's who it is. I think that's who it is.
You saw a Biscuits hat there, right?
Yeah. Out of just one row over is a kid with a Biscuits hat on. And I thought, I'm 3,000 miles away from home.
We told Michael Murphy about it yesterday. That's impressive. They have people overseas in London that buy Biscuits.
Well, I talked to the guy afterwards, and I mean, I hate to say it, he just really likes the logo, and so they bought the hat for him.
Yeah, where's the team at?
He said,
he was shopping for the hat, saw the Biscuit, and was like, that's cute enough. Yeah.
The other thing was that he said, I'm not the first person to say that to him today.
Oh, really?
Was it, I'm from Montgomery. Hey, you got the Montgomery Biscuits.
Wow.
That's cool. Do you guys like to hear the bad? I want to hear the bad news first.
I always go with the bad news first.
You take the bad news first, so the good news kind of cuts the sting of the bad news.
Exactly.
Duh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Does anybody take the good news first?
It's like eating your vegetables before you
dessert. That way you can drown out the taste of the vegetables. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're also an adult now, Andrew. You can just eat the dessert first, and who cares?
He's learning.
What about when the good news, like, isn't as great as you'd hope?
Well,
it's usually bad news and worse news.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I was going to break it down for Andrew. It's like when you have eaten your broccoli and then you find out that dessert is like rice pudding or something.
A fruit cup.
A fruit cup.
A fruit cup.
A fruit cup. All the broccoli. Yeah, and you all to get to, or maybe a parfait.
That's true. A fruit cup is the vegetable of the dessert world.
Yes, exactly.
Goodness.
Or like low-fat Jello.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
nothing good.
Oh,
sugar
my
free?
Gosh.
Sugar-free Jell-O?
Sugar-free Jell-O is awful.
Nasty.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Most things sugar-free.
Hey, speaking of all this food, how are you guys surviving without breakfast over there?
I bought a breakfast casserole, a really good one this morning. So we're going to survive.
Yeah, I'm going to make sausage balls
tomorrow.
You're going
to do sausage balls tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You're going to bring them over to Channel 8 and Channel 32.
Well, now that you put her on the spot, of course she is.
No. Time out there, friends.
Get it any way that we can take it.
I had already planned that if I was going to make them for us, I was going to make them for them as well. Because I know that they
like
them
too. There you go, guys. That's the good news.
MVP.
Emily VP.
Yeah. Emily VP. That's it. That's her new name. Let's get that in writing.
All right. The bad news, guys, is that we are out of time for the segment.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Gonna go eat my fruit cup.
A great Wednesday.
Bye, guys. If you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
The best thing in the world. Andrew's is laugh. When Andrew gets tickled. And he
gets a little chuckle.
And I'll tell you what, who's really opened up from day one to now is Jalea.
Of course.
She was kind of reserved before.
I think she kind of had to get a... Because she didn't know us.
Yeah, right.
She had to kind of see...
Yeah, what this is like.
Where our humor lies.
Yeah.
Yep. Sitting Bull.
You're talking about that they were showing baseball on the TV and talking about the baseball game. I did StubHub for my ticket.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I kept watching it and monitoring it, and
did you get a good deal?
Well, I got in maybe. I think I bought my ticket already 2 innings into the game.
Oh,
because even after the game starts, the tickets continue to drop.
Oh, you're kidding!
So yeah,
you weren't there for the national anthem or all that stuff.
No. I didn't get there. I didn't get there in that time. I was still trying to make up my mind on what seat to get.
Right.
But I got the ticket originally started around $250. I got it for $80.
You're kidding me?
Yeah.
That's great, man. And where were you sitting exactly?
I was sitting right behind the Mariners dugout, right along the first baseline.
Oh.
You know?
You did the right thing.
Just a few rows back. I mean, not very far at all.
You did the right thing.
It was wonderful.
So my Huntsville trip, which is a weather conference, is coming together. I'm going to the Space and Rocket Center for the first time.
Oh.
I'm getting the whole tour thing. That's going to be cool. And I'm going on the way. I've been invited by this well-known person, I'm not going to say, is to Guntersville Lake on the way up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. If you need to stop for barbecue, there's a great place in Coleman that you should try. I would love for you to.
Speaking of barbecue, I'm supposed to be at the number one barbecue place in Huntsville called Big Bob's.
Big Bob Gibson's.
I don't know anything about it.
I guess there's one in Huntsville. The original one's in Decatur.
Oh.
But Johnny's in Coleman is a better barbecue.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to, I'm filling in the spaces of what we're going to do in Huntsville.
You're going to have a big time.
Outside of the weather conference.
You're going to have a big time.
Yep.
I'm going to Nashville if we're discussing travel plans.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you know, roll tide.
We might as well. I'm looking for this one is what I'm looking for.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
I'm sitting Bull.
I'm here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic, a place that I've used, that husband's used. I believe Greg's used Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. There's no, long story short, there's no reason to live in pain. Like, life is hard enough. Why deal with the aches and pains of past issues? Maybe a car accident, you still have some lingering pain, or old football glory days have left you feeling a little crunched.
Mm-hmm.
Go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. They open in 11 minutes, Monday through Friday, 7 to noon, and Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 2 to 6 as well. Super flexible scheduling to keep you flexible with your work day and all your activities.
Hey.
And
that was good.
And when you're not living in pain and have the flexibility of schedule, you're not going to be taking your pain medication, either if it's prescription or if it's over-the-counter stuff, when you can kind of wean away from that because you're getting to the root of the problem, well, then you're on the road to wellness. Talk to Dr. Jeff Pasley. He'll go over your MRI with you at no cost and get you on the road to wellness. 285-8483, 285-8483. Find him online at MillbrookChiropractor.com and on Highway 14 in Millbrook.
I was thinking back recently to the first time I met an amazing guy, Don Duncan. And I said, tell me about your business. What makes you different from every other place? And he, of course, talked about the fact that they hire master certified technicians, people who are really good. But he said, more than anything else, tell your listeners about customer service that will exceed their highest expectations. It's not always convenient to get your car serviced, but you do that at the risk of finding yourself on the side of the road with a flat tire or smoke coming out from under the hood because you kept ignoring that check engine light. They make it so convenient. If you work downtown, there's a location at 408 Madison. Drop your car off, they'll get you to your office and get you back with your car. Same thing for those of you who live in Southeast Montgomery, the location on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Just tell them what you need. Ask for it. Order it up. And, of course, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. They always quote you a price that includes professional installation. And whenever you bring your car to Dunkin', they're going to vacuum it out for you before they give it back to you, just as a way of saying thanks. You know, it's amazing how many people over the years have said, you know, I finally tried Don Duncan, and they're exactly the way you said they are. Because they are. Check out Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the river region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on US 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard and Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI 873.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, welcome to the cheap and the trashy.
Don't look at me that way.
What do we have here? 15 celebrity-owned liquor brands.
Oh, that's the page I got up.
Ranked by the price of a bottle. We'll just give you the top five.
Drew Barrymore is number one, huh?
Or we'll start with number one.
I'm sorry. That's right. We go backwards. Well, if you look at the top eight, it's tequila. There's tequila. There's tequila, well, tequila shows up a lot.
Yes, tequila, starting with a five. Tequila, gin, vodka, rosé. And then,
the Barrymore wines.
Barrymore wines. Was that always a thing?
I don't know. Is that what the kids are having instead of Boone's Farm these days?
Boone's Farm.
Strawberry
I just want to know.
Easy Nights.
Oh, Lord.
Not that I ever tried that. Hey, I never did. What was the one that starts with a T?
Thunderbird.
Thank you.
Oh.
Never.
Night Train.
Never went quite that low.
You went Boone's Farm. You went pretty low.
I don't know. Thunderbird, Night Train. My dad calls that Rock Gut.
Right. Right. What was the other one?
Mad Dog.
Oh, yeah. Mad Dog.
I just want to know what Drake knows about whiskey. See that?
Yeah, Drake at number seven with his Virginia Black Whiskey, $40.
He's Canadian.
Is that his first or last name?
Drake? Yeah. You know what? I just still call him Jimmy from Degrassi.
Okay.
Bob Dylan has a... Heaven's Door Spirits.
Knocking on Heaven's Door Spirits.
Man. It doesn't surprise me that Marilyn Manson has an absinthe.
What? Of Marilyn?
Course. Yeah.
And then Jay-Z has a champagne.
Champagne.
Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad. Dos Hombres Mezcal. They both have one. So it's the two guys from Breaking Bad. Oh, man.
So we have the 10 most anticipated fall movies.
Is that what I'm looking at?
That's what I'm looking at. We're going to start...
Yeah.
With
number five.
Catch Rich.
Starting with number five, it's the sequel to Zombieland. Okay. So Zombieland Double Tap. That is out on October 18th. Okay. Also out that same day, by the way, is... Hello. train pulling into the station.
That's Greg's custom sound. Oh, we have the...
Why'd you give him a train?
I was just looking for a...
He's not been hit by one ever. Just buses.
That's right. It was the only vehicle left. It's his I-10 picture. It's a thing between us.
Yeah.
train pulling into the station. Maleficent also comes out on October 18th as well. On the number four, Terminator Dark Fate, November 1st. Number three is Frozen 2, November 22nd. The second most anticipated fall movie is Joker on October 4th. And the number one comes out this Friday. It, Chapter 2.
Okay, so I promised my friend Lauren that I would not go see the new It without her because we saw Chapter 1 when it came out. But she's going to be out of town and I'm going to be out of town, so I'm going to have to wait. Can I tell you something that has really upset me?
Sure.
I watched the when they released...
You sent me a text about that. I didn't really go into
no,
it.
No, you
further.
Never really responded. No. I just figured that was another, oh my God, she's bothering me again.
As but every single time.
Shut up. the new Joker.
Yeah.
I watched when they released the full trailer.
Yeah.
I got so upset.
Why?
Like, I just got so sad.
Why?
For him.
He's going to murder a bunch of people.
I know. I understand that. But I guess because the stuff they show in it leading up to him losing it.
I'd hate to go to a Jeffrey Dahmer movie with him.
Oh, God.
There's a festival going on. You want to take it in?
Good.
I got really upset. And it was, I watched it again with husband. Mm-hmm. And I was able to get through it a little bit better. But I just feel like I would be crying in the theater. If I watch Joker in the theaters, I don't know that I can. I really want to see it. Oh, man. I mean, I still get interrupted by Greg when he's not here.
Train pulling into the station now.
So I'm done.
Toot, toot. I'm listening on the app. Let me know when the war movie comes out. And then you're going to go see Another Bite. And I'm going to go see Another Bite. Anyone else?
What?
I don't know what that part is. Maybe I'm just reading it wrong.
No idea.
Maybe he's doing talk to text.
Sitting Bull.
That's coming out wrong.
News. I don't know if you have the breaking news opening.
Not that fast.
But apparently, Mark Paul Grossier, is that the way you say
Gosselaar.
His name? Gosselaar.
Also, and his birthday is March 1st, like mine.
And Mario Lopez and Elizabeth Berkley, they're all in talks. About some sort of Saved by the Bell revival.
Well, I was about to give her the good news or the bad news. The good news being the revival. The bad news is that, what's his name? Screech might not be involved.
Well, is he in jail?
Screech is always in jail.
Dustin Diamond, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But what about Kelly? And remember mid-season replacement Tori?
No.
You don't remember Tori?
I don't remember details.
Okay, so Kelly was the cheerleader and just... All-American and all that stuff, and then I don't know why Tiffany Amber Thiessen left the show for a little while, but they brought in Tori. And Tori was
Tori.
Like motorcycle driving, leather jacket, big curly hair.
I've lost the book that has the plot line of every show.
Whatever. It's part of my youth.
All you have to do is watch Zach Morris's trash.
Disney has accounted for 42% of the money in the box office this summer. That's $1.83 billion. $4.31 billion grossed from the first weekend of May through Labor Day. Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
$4.31 billion in 3 months? 4 months?
Yeah.
Good God. Wow.
Hysteria by Def Leppard tops the list of the best hair metal albums of all time.
And you have a problem with that, do you not?
Actually,
you agree?